and past episodes are available at ckut.ca. Stay safe, stay sound, and stay tuned.
Tonight, sweetie,
and welcome. This is the Drastic Plastic Program. And of course, this being the final Monday of the month, it is our Three Amigos edition. Joining myself here on tonight's broadcast is our fellow amigos and fellow co-hosts. From the Rock and Roll Report, we have Mark.
Good evening.
And of course, our man from Manchester, Mr. Armitage Shanks.
Good evening.
Each of the co-hosts this evening, of course, are broadcasting from their respective studios at Krabby Road Studios and Strangeway Studios. Hi, my name's Doug. I'm glad you're able to join us for this evening. Hope all is well with you. Let's get things started right away and move things over to Mark.
We are the three amigos. We are the three.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
It's summer. Things are starting to reopen. Life is slowly getting back to normal, and there's no better way to celebrate than to play some amazing covers of songs you know from bands probably don't. So we're going to kick things off with a band called the Dead Daisies, playing a track that pretty much is guaranteed to appear in any film made during the Vietnam War. This is Fortunate Son from the Dead Daisies here on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
Some folks
And that was Canadian band Monster Truck covering a song I've always wanted to cover when I've been in bands. Saturday Night by the Bay City Rollers. That's right. Before that, the Dead Daisies off of their great covers album called Locked and Loaded with Fortunate Son, famously performed by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And interestingly enough, talking about Monster Truck, I was quite happy to hear an ad. I was listening to commercial rock radio, driving around, doing some errands, and I heard an ad for a concert. Yes, an honest-to-goodness live in-person concert, and it was Monster Truck and another band I'm trying to remember. Anyways, they're coming in December, and I am definitely thinking of going. Hope you enjoyed these fun covers. I got two more coming up later on in the show. Cheers.
On public transit, I wear my mask. I do it for others, my family, friends, and people in my neighborhood. I do it because we all have a role to play for our community and those we love. COVID-19 is still around, so let's keep at it. Let's continue to protect ourselves properly. We're fighting the virus, and we're up to the task. That's why on public transit, we all have to wear a mask.
All against one. All against COVID-19. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Do you remember the days when water was water? I'm talking about real water, straight from the faucet. No bubbles, no fancy flavors or filtering, no exotic-sounding foreign names. Just a tall, cool glass of water straight from your kitchen sink. Well, thanks to the folks at Tap Water Beverages, those memories are as close as the bottled water aisle of your local supermarket. You see, the tap water bottling process captures all of the lead, bacteria, mercury, and traces of actual raw sewage that gives tap water that distinctive flavor you remember from your childhood. And yes, they even remembered the fluoride. Tap water. Taste the memory.
Radio. Better than the internet. No reading required.
Sound.
C-K-U. TT 90.3 FM.
Another reliable communication channel.
It's that time once again to send things over to our man from Manchester at Strangeway Studios.
Armitage Shanks! Oi! Tyler! Tyler! Armitage Shanks! Oi! Oi! Tyler! 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 Tyler!
This is Armitage Shanks, your man from Manchester, and have a few treats for you this time around. Yes, the Mercury Music Prize shortlist of 12 nominees has been announced. And before I get into that, however, I will be playing you my favorite single of 2021 thus far. It's by two women from the Isle of Skye who call themselves Wet Leg. Here's their single, Chase Lounge, here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Excuse me.
What?
Hey, you in the front row.
the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, on the chaise long, all day long, on the chaise long.
Covered in bubbles of methane gas, and you ended up burned. I'm sorry, I have always been alive. Just to think I could have left the fair with my dignity intact and fled from the stage with the world's second best Slim tribute act. Okay, today I hide away, but tomorrow I take the reins. Still living with my mother, as I move from one micro-influencer to another. References, 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 what are you on tonight? I love this city, despite the burden of preferences. What a time to be alive. Oh, I know where I'm going, it's black country out there. I swear to God, you looked right at me and let a silk red ribbon fall between your hands. But as I slowly sobered, I felt the loving of shoulders. I smelled the sweat and the children crying. I was just one among crowded stands. And still with sticky hands, I bolted through the gallery. Colourless stains on my best white shirt and nothing to lose. Oh, I was born to run. It's my country out there. It's my country out there. It's my country out
we just heard is from a brilliant new band, Black Country New Road, from South London, and their debut album For the First Time has been nominated for the Mercury Music Prize shortlist, and I think they have a good chance of winning. I'll be playing you in my next set my two other hot picks among the shortlist of 12 that I think have an excellent chance of winning the Mercury in 2021. However, before that, again, I've got to say, it's my favorite single of the year thus far. It's two women named Wet Leg and the single we heard, Chaise Long, here on CKT 90.3 FM.
Scrambled eggs with a side of Smokies.
Coming up.
We're at exit 37 at the renowned Bob's Diner truck stop, where the customers are as demanding as they are driven.
Hey, Sally. How about a little half and half for my coffee here?
Here you go.
They don't know it, but we've secretly replaced their normal coffee creamer with Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
Sally, you guys switched coffee or something? This tastes great. It's so rich and strangely comforting.
Excuse me, sir.
Huh? Where the hell did you... Hey, aren't you that trivia game show guy?
It's not the coffee. It's the creamer. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk Creamer.
I'm drinking human breast milk?
That's right. It's richer, sweeter, and more nutritious.
Human breast milk? Huh. Makes sense.
Not just any breast milk. Mama's Pride Human Breast Milk. Baby yourself with Mama's Pride.
Radio. It's like magic, but invisible.
This is Monica Passos for CKUT.
There's other radio stations?
Stop putting your TV set on, please.
Doobie-doobie-doo. Bye-bye.
My opening set begins with what appears as a side project for a duo of London-based electronic music producers that call themselves Rame, which comprises of Joe Andrews and Tom Alstead. They have been around since 2010, but it also seems as though they have a long-standing affection for a post-punk sound. Recording now as a band called Moin, they have just released a new album, and it is as a great new feel for an old 90s Steve Albini produced kind of sound, with a muscular, gritty guitar rhythm all wrapped up around a wickedly tight percussive sound. It's largely an instrumental album, and their electronic influences have not been locked up and stored away. In fact, no, they are some of the coolest accents throughout the whole album. But what I'm totally drawn in by is the whip-tight drumming and percussion by Valentina Magaletti. Wikipedia labels Valentina as a drummer, a percussionist, and a composer whose goal is to strategically enrich a folkloristic and eclectic palette throughout endless listening and experimentation with new materials and sounds. Yes, that is a mouthful, but she delivers an earful. This opening track has been said to resemble in some ways Chicago's most wonderful The Jesus Lizard, and I would agree that the opening is reminiscent of their song Boilermaker. But this song by Moyne, the song Lungs, is a completely different beast entirely. Royal Air Mail is sending me a copy of this album entitled Moot, and their Bandcamp site is now saying that their vinyl is all sold out. So for you on the Drastic Plastic program, this is Moyne.
Is clean, but not too clean. His breath fresh, but not too fresh. These are the results of a shower without soap and just one pellet of gum. He carefully returns his second phone to its refuge beneath the front room floor. gently flattens the rug on top and strips down to his underwear. He finds his wallet filled with the credit cards he hasn't used and lays it on the kitchen counter in its familiar place, to be found in the morning by a curious consort. Like fiends we rise from the tomb of love. It's the curse of fools to be secure. We are sportsmen, we are conquerors. The day is disease and night the cure. He never uses names. That's too dangerous. He calls them baby and sweet cheeks and hot stuff and darling. And he's a master of the feigned surprise, a doyen of deception. Sometimes he wonders if he could have been on the telly. He really is that good. Maybe he's getting too old for this. But, as always, he concludes, well, Mick Jagger does it. And he's older than me.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to the Sound of the Spoken Word. What we just listened to there, that was a ton of thud and swagger, all delivered from Portland, Oregon's The Shivas. Now, they've been recording and playing together since 2006, and we heard the track Gloria from their album Dark Thoughts, out on Tender Loving Empire Records. Before that, it was another sampling from the outstanding new record from Glasgow's Arab Strap called As Days Get Dark, their first album recording together in almost 16 years. And I must say, it does the album a bit of a disservice by just pulling one track out and slipping it into a playlist. And yes, the song we heard, I Was Once a Weak Man, is an under-the-radar selection. This is an album where the whole of the entire listening of the album gives greater weight to understanding just how good it is. And we began things off this set with a selection from the album Moot from the London band Moin. And yes, we will be sampling more from that in the future. You are listening to the Drastic Plastic program right here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
To prevent the spread of the virus, wear a mask in public places, such as on public transit and in grocery stores and businesses. The best way to protect your health and the health of those around you is still to follow recognized hygiene measures. For example, washing your hands regularly and keeping your distance. Let's continue to protect ourselves. Find out more at quebec.ca/mask. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Radio. It's like TV without all the colors.
This is CKUT FM.
Imagine if all the people in the world thought this way.
Mind blowing.
It's time now to send things over to Krabby Road Studios with Mark.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Report. Turn it up.
For my second set, I'm kicking things off with a band that I've always loved. These guys are sadly no longer a band, but they, to me, really were one of those bands that defined rock and roll. The band's called The Golden Gods, and this is a cover off of their album, The Thorny Crown of Rock and Roll. And it is a very original cover, in my opinion, because it's a cover of a song by Carole King. Now, if you know The Golden Gods, even just that name, you know that this is a heavy-duty, hard rock and roll band. And to cover a Carole King song in their style is quite interesting, but it is amazing. This is I Feel the Earth Move here on the Drastic Plastic program on CKUT 90.3 FM. Turn it up.
I feel my heart start to tremble. Never.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it. She loves to dance, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves to love.
Now, this is what I love about covers. You know, I kick things off with the Golden Gods covering a Carole King song, which is, you know, slightly unexpected. And then I've ended the set with another interesting choice of covers. That was Rise Against. Now, you would not think a band like Rise Against would cover a song by probably the kings of AOR, commercial rock, whatever you want to call it, Journey, but in fact they do, and they do a great cover of Any Way You Want It, which is a Journey song I actually really like. There's a couple of Journey songs I like, I must confess, but that's the fun thing about covers, whether it's, you know, Monster Truck covering a Bay City Roller song, you know, the Golden Gods covering Carole King, Rise Against covering Journey. You know, a song is, you know, a song is either good or it's not good, right? I mean, and I know, you know, what's good is in the eye of the beholder, but songs are either great or not. And regardless of the band and maybe the reputation of the band, it's always fun to hear a band that is as far away from the style of the band they're covering as possible, take one of their songs and make it their own. And that's what I love about these covers. They're just so much fun. It really gives you a snapshot of the influences of some of these bands. And it just, again, reinforces the fact that a great song is a great song. Hope you enjoyed it. Cheers.
Excuse me, Sarah?
Oh, my God, Tom!
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Good to see you. Where have you been?
I moved to St. Louis and then I came back here.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so good to see you. So how long have you been back in town?
I've been back 3 weeks now. I live right in the area.
Oh, my. Better give you a hug.
What are you doing here?
Oh, just shopping.
Shopping for food?
Yeah.
Oh, me too. Oh, it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
Mm. Okay, my neck's
hurting. Isn't it a nice hug?
Yeah, but my neck's hurting.
My love-giving hugs.
Okay, let's go now.
Especially to my old good friend.
Okay, yeah, now my neck's hurting.
My
and I can't
best
breathe.
Old friend, Sarah.
Oh, yay, goodbye.
Mm. Oh, right, your back let's... feels so
oh,
good.
Thanks. Okay, let go now.
Woo.
Okay, give me now look we're it. Letting go. Mm. See, now this is me pushing you away.
Come on, little
okay, now we're going.
Scientists
now we're
agree
bye-bye.
A hug
bye-bye.
Should last 3 to 5 seconds. Any longer can cause back pain, neck pain, arthritis, and a general creepy feeling.
Oh, you feel so
for
good.
More information, ask your doctor.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
And now it's off to Strange Way Studios for another segment from our man from Manchester.
All transmitters to full. All receivers to boost. This is London calling. This is London calling.
Yes, I'm back, mates. This is Armitage Shanks. And as I'd mentioned in my first set, the Mercury Music Prize shortlist was just announced this past week. Quickly, what is the Mercury Music Prize? It's held every year. The only parameters are the artist has to be either from the UK or Ireland, and there's only one prize. It's the album of the year. That's it. That's all. They actually have about 200 judges voting on the Mercury Music Prize. And one thing that's cool I really respect is it's the shortlist. It's always 12 albums nominated, and it's extremely eclectic. I mean, you'll get anything from something urban, indie, classical, jazz. I mean, all over the place. And longtime listeners of my show know that it's really the highlight of my year on the Drastic Plastic show. I strongly feature almost all of the shortlist nominees, unless I really don't like them. And well, the next two tracks are on the shortlist, and aside from Black Country New Road, which I just played you in my first set, these two I think also have an excellent chance of winning. I also think they're quite good. The first one, it's from Sue, and Sue is the band that I named my top album of 2020. Actually, they released two albums. So it's the first time I've ever selected two albums, but same artist. The track I'm going to play by Sue, it's their current single. It's London Gangs. It's off their album 9 here on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Thank you. Whose gang is this?
Listening to the 27th hour of Chaos, Horror, and Disorder with Dead End Doug. Tonight, we're going to listen to a Rasmus Katasha selection of songs that I picked together. And we're going to start with a punchy track called Don't Start by Punch, CKUT 90.3 FM.